Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
An email from a guy who was just in Provo, and he said all the girls are in form-fitting clothing anyway. College girls dress like that. They can't stop that.
Every BYU girl is wearing form-fitting clothing.
Yeah, they're called pants or yoga pants.
I think that would hurt enrollment if they couldn't wear yoga pants.
Exactly.
Or leggings. Right.
Kids are kids, man. Mm-hmm.
Everybody wears leggings now.
Well, that's what he'd mean by those yoga pants. Not the kind you wear, not the big drawstring kind. The hot form-fitting ones. Right. We're going to get a pair for Craig with his skinny ass, man.
Those are not leggings. Yeah, I got to find that link. I'll get you a pair of form-fitting Packer pants.
Yeah. Oh, she knows. Yeah. Another great.
To go here.
Man, I wouldn't be able to keep those things on.
No. Well, I'll push me ripping them off.
You might not.
Yeah. That's why.
But I'll get you. They got, you know, I got Packers on them. I get all excited, rip them off real quick.
Plus, you can wear like a half
shirt. Then I got to put them back on.
You can get like a Rodgers jersey and cut it right at your nipples, wear a whole half shirt with the belly hanging out. Yeah.
Can have a foam cheese ass.
I don't
ass.
Have a belly hanging out. Well, I kind of do. It's...
You already said a foam cheese ass. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
That'll give you a plump up that ass. Big a fake foam cheese ass.
I'm sure they make cheese asses.
Yeah.
Well, they walk around.
Well, some people call them cottage cheese asses.
Yeah.
I eat peck of cheese.
I know you do.
No, this
is a lot of people call them cottage cheese asses.
Nice firm cheddar ass. There's some of that there.
Do you have more of an ass than LD does? Because we've all seen LD's ass naked.
I probably have less of one.
Really? Because there's no ass in LD. He's got no ass.
All balls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because his belly kind of flops over.
No, the back of it.
Covers up a lot of it.
The photo, there's no ass.
When you have a belly, it kind of takes away from your ass.
Well, I'm just saying that we saw his photo, and LD doesn't have an ass. But we know Craig doesn't. I just haven't seen Craig naked on a beach lately.
It has been too warm.
Yeah, it's been
or cold, right?
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's a damn shame.
It really is.
Greg Morton. In the studio later on this morning, probably shortly.
Federal judge in Kansas had to resign after admitting to sexual misconduct in a years-long affair with a convicted felon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a great place to meet felons.
Dirty girl.
That is.
You're a federal judge.
Yeah.
You're into bad boys.
I don't know how to say this gentleman's name. Carlos, Murguia, maybe.
Was it a woman or a dude?
Carlos?
No. Who is banging?
Yeah.
Female.
Okay.
U.S. District Judge Carlos Murguia.
What kind of felon was she?
Oh.
I don't know. Reprimanded by a judicial counsel for sexually harassing multiple employees for a lengthy and unspecified period of time. Involved in an extramarital affair with a convicted felon who was on probation.
Oh, probation.
Which they say makes him susceptible to extortion.
Yeah, he does.
Did they meet in the courtroom?
Don't know. He was sexually harassing female employees, made suggestive comments, and sent inappropriate texts, often late into the night.
just running roughshod, huh?
Yeah. What, is he my other gavel?
Yeah. It's just lame. We're following. Actually, they started following us, and I forgot about this Twitter feed, so we started following them. Mugshots.
Mugshotties.
Yeah, just hot chicks.
Oh.
And it lists what they're busted for. It's usually drugs.
Yeah. No names.
Or alcohol.
Just the mugshot and their offense.
And they started following us. And that's how I figured I saw them. And it's pretty cool. And they're all beautiful. Young, beautiful, drunk chicks. The way world should be.
Who apparently have drugs.
A lot of them do drugs, too. Yeah. There was one, some hot blonde I saw yesterday on Mugshotties.
Shotties, yes.
She had a... No meth, because the meth will take away your looks.
Pills, quick.
Yeah, she had Xanax and some alcohol.
Yeah, pills.
Yeah, and she wasn't quite out of it yet, at least in the mugshot.
She knows how to party.
Yes. But she was gorgeous. Did you dudes on that or just chicks?
I'm guessing just chicks.
Maybe, yeah.
But, you know, you can hope.
No, remember that dude who got the mugshot, got a modeling career after that?
Yeah. What happened to him?
He ended up getting in trouble, didn't he?
He ended up dating a socialite.
That's right.
Kept man.
Blue eyes. And his girlfriend at the time got pushed to the side.
Because he wanted
money. She was upset with this because, well, the guy was just a, you know, he was a jailbird.
Yeah.
You know, he was a felon before that.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And so
he was
gets
gorgeous.
Out.
He was a gorgeous man.
Well, his beautiful eyes.
Beautiful eyes.
Socialite, rich socialite, ends up getting him.
Did he have a teardrop tattoo? Yeah. I think he did.
Rich socialite ends up getting him for a while. Then she moved on, and after that, who knows?
Got rid of his plaything, yeah. That means he called the other girl and said, "Can I come back?"
Well, that might have been baby mama.
Yeah, all that's true.
If I'm not mistaken. Amsterdam's mayor wants to snuff out marijuana tourism.
It's too much.
What?
They're too busy.
Yeah.
I saw the story.
They are overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, it's not just marijuana, right? And you get illegal hookers there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's everything.
Red light district.
Yeah.
All kinds of debauchery.
A survey of young tourists found that 57% of tourists said the cannabis cafes are an important part of why they go there.
Yeah.
I think so.
So they want to cut tourism by not allowing tourists to go to the cannabis cafes. They also already stopped tour groups from passing the red light windows after 10 p.m. and lingering on narrow bridges or new entryways.
Well, I'm not going to be there after 10 anyway. It's too late.
They must not need them.
I'm not going to be able to perform after 10 anyway.
You're already spent.
I'll be there at noon getting laid.
I prefer day banging.
So do I. Day drinking and day banging when I'm on vacation. Too tired after 10.
Then you can wake up and watch the sunrise.
Yeah, it'd more be a happy hour down there after a nap. we have a different kind of mayor or a state. We refuse tourism. Don't come here. That's our motto.
It's not for everybody.
No, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. We don't have legal marijuana. It's not for everybody.
Ex-Cleveland Brown offensive tackle, Greg Robinson, looking at drug charges.
Pick, man. Ex? I thought he's playing now.
They let him know that they would not be renewing his contract.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Before the drug bust.
Yeah.
So he had to make some cash.
Well, he's a free agent.
Yeah, he would have been signed.
Well, he didn't play a whole lot, or I should say, you know, he was off and on.
Got it. He wasn't making this kind of cash he thought he was going
to
make.
Yeah, but he was busted with not just possession, but intent to deliver, so he must have had some quantity.
157 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh. 157 pounds.
Yeah, that's not for personal consumption.
No, you guys couldn't even do that.
No.
No, that's like lifetimes of weed.
Him and another dude, another ex-NFL guy, played for the Falcons.
He's looking at up to 20 years in prison. He was with Auburn teammate Quan Bray, Bray.
Nobody names your kid Quan anymore.
Yeah, they do.
They actually do. Yeah. Right. I hear that a lot now.
Who was also busted. Apparently, he rented the vehicle. Mr. Robinson, Greg Robinson, rented the vehicle that was stopped. And, you know, I've heard a couple of different things. This says in Los Angeles, but, this is the Sierra Blanca checkpoint.
Yeah, I saw El Paso. Is that where that was at?
Yeah. They arranged for a third individual in the vehicle to drive Robinson and Bray to Louisiana. Upon being approached at the Sierra Blanca checkpoint, Robinson asked the third individual to claim that the weed was his, saying that he'd pay the guy to do so.
Fall guy.
Pay the guy to do so, then the guy's in jail for 20 years. What's he
gonna
pay?
According to the DOG.
Thank you. I still can't unhear DOG.
The third individual said, no. Said, I wouldn't have come with you had I known there was weed in here.
No.
Oh, yeah. He was going to go to Mardi Gras and make a little money.
He had no idea, he says, that there was weed in the vehicle. So, no, he's not. He wouldn't have been there, and he wouldn't be involved at all.
They must have had it packed well if he could have been in the vehicle and not know that there was 157 pounds of weed.
Trunk and wheel wells, probably. Yeah.
You're not going to notice.
But I mean, just the smell.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
It must be wrapped well.
He's with two brothers. He probably just smelled that way.
Maybe.
But when I go to Colorado, I'll find a dispensary to see if they can agree to. The challenge would be for Nick and Craig and I. I bet you we couldn't consume 157 pounds of weed in our lifetime.
No.
No.
But you'd love to try, wouldn't you?
I think you could do a pound in a week, a month.
That's a lot of weed.
Wait, why would you go through a checkpoint with 157 pounds of weed?
Would you be sweating your ass off?
Because you want to be on the other side of the checkpoint.
And you're two black guys
in a car. That is not a good plan.
You're two black guys in a car, man. You're already suspicious to a lot of cops.
And you don't
not fair, but you are.
And you don't throw 157 pounds of weed in the car thinking you're going to avoid all iffy situations. You know,
you know
there's going to be some risks.
They were both brilliant on this.
Yeah, they thought that through.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have driven around.
That's a lot of... Yeah. Or rented a $5 ladder and just jumped over the fence, by the way, which you can do.
Yes, isn't that great?
Yeah, the illegals can actually just... A $5 ladder, that's the price they gave these ladders. You put it up and you climb Trump's wall.
And I shouldn't mean that's great.
No, it is great.
I don't mean that's
great.
It is great.
I am amused by this. Rawls are 19th century. They're 19th century. And you can rent a ladder and climb over Trump's wall.
I think walls are older than that.
That didn't get enough play. Oh, yeah, walls are much older than that. But that didn't get enough play.
But I think as soon as they invented the catapult, that took away a lot of the effectiveness of the wall.
Well, the drug-wise, but just getting people over, they can just climb over now.
No, they could launch boulders over the wall.
But you want your person over the wall.
Yeah, you're not going to shoot a Mexican over the wall.
Put your toddler in the catapult.
Well, not coming this way. Right. So some people might want to catapult them the other way.
Right. I heard those ladders were
that ain't right.
That's what the Border Patrol just get catapults, launch it back over.
The headline I saw was $5 ladder gets you over there.
I saw it's the camouflage ones. The ones that blend into whatever the wall.
Right.
And I was also shocked to learn that.
That's right, because they are the same color.
Apparently. The people who are building the wall contributed significantly to a political action campaign for whoever the president is now.
There's also a story about a guy that lives on the border that he's pissed. He's a big supporter of the president who's mad because the wall has ruined his lifestyle. It's ruining his land.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, but it's not enough.
A lot of violins out there for that. A lot of violins for that dude. Yeah.
Not enough, though.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I've heard that any number of times. Yeah, yes, I don't like this, but still my guy.
Right, yep.
But if
I'm against everything he's for, but he's still my guy.
Yeah.
I've heard that, too.
He's better than that, better than anybody else.
Yeah.
If you're a really rich guy, they won't build a oil platform from your view off of the Florida coast.
Right.
Oh.
They're not going to do that. They have those off the, Santa Barbara's a really nice area of Southern California. And there are... oil platforms right in your face.
Really?
Really an eyesore. But you got to have the oil.
It's the fuel of the future.
It is. Propelling us into tomorrow.
Just like the walls are the way to protect your country of the future, a wall.
I always feel bad for those people when they're doing, like, widening a road.
Right.
Locally lately, they've just been putting up those walls instead of letting them have
Those walls are soundproof. That's why.
That's
why they do those.
I feel bad for everybody unless they voted for the current dude.
Yeah.
They're like, build a wall, but not my backyard.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Not there.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The IRS is planning to do more face-to-face visits with high-earning taxpayers who have not filed a return. They say they're going to look at 800 cases in their initial phase of people who made more than $100,000.
They're going to snag you. Just didn't file?
I don't get that.
They're going to get you eventually.
I mean, at least lie.
Yeah.
Well, I think they
throw something out there.
Right.
Haven't they cut the staff considerably there? So it's more difficult to make the audit.
They added more people to their enforcement staff now.
Well, they might not audit you, but they're going to. If you don't file, they're going to find you.
Right.
Yeah.
They estimate the IRS says they're due about $39 billion from 2011 to 2013.
$39 billion. Wow.
And that's just 2011 to 2013.
Man.
When I was younger, there were years, there were like 4 or 5 years where I didn't file a tax return.
Well, you probably were making nothing, right?
No.
Yeah.
I finally got it done, but they had to give me like $40. They weren't knocking on the door. Here's your check.
And they weren't knocking on the door to arrest you either because you didn't owe them anything. You just said,
right.
Yeah.
You probably actually had a refund coming and still
bucks.
Didn't file.
$40. You nabbing that night?
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight. Woo!
$40. That came in the mail.
Well, we got news yesterday. Apparently, we've missed this.
What?
Steven Spielberg's daughter, Michaela. Oh.
No, we got the news from Nick Allen.
Yeah.
Well, we missed this. This has been going on.
Well, apparently Nick's been following who's about to enter porn more than we are.
I saw that pop up on Facebook. I'm like, I know some guys that would be interested in this.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, she adopted because she's black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He and Kate Capshaw.
Because I'd like to see a girl who's like Kate Capshaw do porn. I guess there's a bunch of those.
I think they adopted her at birth.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. So, Spielberg's daughter, Michaela, making plans to enter the film industry, if you will, on her own terms.
Okay,
she's talking with The Sun.
Your dad is Steven Spielberg. He could probably put you in a few movies. At least get your feet wet.
Nope. She wants
But she wants something else wet, obviously,
that's
right?
That's not what she's looking for.
Nope. Yeah. She wants to do it on her own.
Yeah, but then go. And he's got also famous friends. Well, go audition for this guy. Go audition for that guy. Don't go do porn.
Well, she's got bad experience with people outside the family.
Yeah. Because
she says there was sexual abuse.
Right. And the porn she
there
wants
was abuse
to do.
Going on when she was younger from people outside the family who were trying to groom her.
Oh, God.
She doesn't want
so
to
she's
do...
got bad. So there's bad things going on.
Going into porn will help that baggage.
No. She doesn't want to do porn with other people.
She just solo. Yeah.
Solo webcam stuff.
Who watches that?
And the thing I read,
people.
I didn't know you had to do this.
I need a penis in there.
You have to apply.
That, come on, tell me that stuck to the tape.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll play that. I mean that.
Yeah, she wants to move to Nashville, and then she has to apply for a sex worker permit in the state of Tennessee.
Now, isn't she already in Tennessee?
Oh, she might be there already. You're right.
What's your body look like?
She wants to be a licensed sex worker in Tennessee.
She wants to be just a
porn didn't know that you had to be... That you had to get a license in Tennessee to be a sex worker.
Yeah, I thought anybody could set up a webcam. And
and I think that's true.
Well, you just go to the DMV?
Can
she do it from her house now in L.A. somewhere?
Are you just covering your ass in Tennessee?
Better not cover it. People want to see it.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Sex workers cover their ass.
Are there any other states that require you to file as a licensed sex worker?
I didn't know that was such a thing.
Because all she wants to do is put on a... a webcam show.
Yeah.
There's webcam girls in this state, right?
I thought so.
Yeah.
Somebody told me there was.
Well, it's got to suck for Spielberg, too, because on some level, as a filmmaker, he has to be interested in, like, what her films would look like. Oh, is the lighting good? Did she... Where's the sound? But
the
you can't watch...
On, your, right. Too much shadow on the pie, honey.
Yeah.
The aesthetics of it all.
What she said
nightmare.
She broke the news to.
That's a nightmare.
She said she broke the news to her mom and dad via FaceTime and said that they were not upset.
No,
she said they were intrigued.
They sounded supportive.
Now then, I will say that as a parent, you can imagine attempting to be You know, she's had all kinds of problems. She's been an alcoholic all of her life, and she's just 23 now.
Yeah, she's obviously grew up with a lot of money, and maybe that messed her up.
Well, she's been an alcoholic, I think she says in here, since the age 11.
Whoa.
Damn.
No. Seems everybody connected with Spielberg starts drinking and doing coke at age 11. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, well, he put it in a movie. It wasn't his fault after that, you know.
And I might be wrong about the age 11 thing, but she says she's had all kinds of problems. Especially, it seemed like, with alcohol. She said that she wants to start producing solo porn videos. She wants to land a job as a dancer in a strip club once she gets this sex worker license thing that we're talking about.
Yeah, I understand wanting to make your own way in life. But you will not believe what he's worth.
Do you need your license?
Yeah, you will believe if he's Steven Spielberg.
$800 million.
Even to work
at
this.
Yeah, close to a billion. I said $800 million.
$3.7 billion.
Holy wow.
And so you're going to lay in a bed somewhere in a house in Nashville and play with yourself for $40. And your dad's worth $3.7 billion.
She's making it on her own. And
now she's making $40
that's
bucks
what she
on
wants.
Her own.
She'll, oh, no, she'll make a lot more than that.
She describes
she'll
herself.
She'll make $100. But once you see her, she's just a regular-looking chick playing with herself.
Yeah, but if you're going to do that anyway, why not get paid for
but
it?
But if you do the webcam girl, and because she's Steven Spielberg's girlfriend, she could make several $100,000 a year.
Maybe she'll get. Maybe her dad will just pony up a bunch of cash. Hey, I made $1 million today.
No. She describes herself as a sexual creature.
Yeah. He's not looking. Yeah. That's wrong.
She said she got really tired of being told to hate her body. She also got tired of working day to day in a way that wasn't satisfying her soul. She says she feels like doing this kind of work, she's able to satisfy other people, but that feels good because it's not in a way that makes her feel violated.
It doesn't sound like she just got some major issues.
On social media, she said, safe, sane, consensual is the goal, y'all.
Y'all.
And she says she hopes this new career choice will help her become financially independent from her Hollywood parents.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying sit on your ass and just party for all day. I mean, you have to have a life of your own. But once again, your dad is worth $3.7 billion. You're in a flop house in Nashville with
get
a camera.
She'll get that eventually.
She says she doesn't want to stay dependent on her parents. It just doesn't feel comfortable for her. She says this is not like an end of the road or a knife hit bottom kind of choice. It's a positive, empowering choice.
Oh, she's going to hit the bottom.
She says it's been a huge confidence booster to show off the large naturals.
Oh, they natural?
Yeah. Mm.
Can you see her yet?
No, she's...
Now we're intrigued.
She's got an Instagram account.
All I saw was her head. When her head there.
She plans on producing more solo erotic videos to show off her curves.
That's why Morton's here. He just heard solo erotic videos. And he walks in and goes, what's
now,
going on?
Let me get to one other thing very quickly. She's 23. She's got a 47-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, he's a Svengali.
Chuck.
He's the guy running the camera.
He didn't want her to do this. She convinced him that she was going to do it, and now he's fine with it. Yeah. Sugar Star. Sugar Star. Look up Sugar Star.
Look it up. What she look like, Greg?
She's chosen the stage name Sugar
Saving,
Star.
Saving Ryan's Privates. That'll be the first movie.
That's Greg Morton. You see him this weekend at the Funny Bone. And that's the kids' show version right there. He's on a kids' show, right? Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Oh, and her fan base right now, mainly older white men.
Sure.
Right.
Surprise.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and Morton. Greg Morton with us. Thanks for coming in early, buddy. I appreciate that. We got to take a quick break. And we got Omaha Tap House, two locations in town to serving you some food. Looking forward to that. Hi, Colleen.
Morning.
All right. What's your webcam show called?
Three holes, no waiting.
Oh.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.